Welcome to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm Ben DeLeon, and I have over 20 years of working in a professional environment where I've seen leaders come and go. And here are a few things I've learned in that time. Most people think leadership starts with a title. It doesn't. It starts with how you speak, how you show up, and how you handle information. Because in any workplace, there are two types of people. The ones who bring noise and the ones who bring clarity. And guess who gets trusted, promoted, and respected? Today, we're talking about how to communicate like a leader before anybody gives you the title. The simple truth most people don't want to hear is if you don't sound like a leader, you won't be treated like one. Not because people are against you, but because communication is how people measure capability. So today I'm giving you 5 ways to immediately level up how you communicate at work, no title required. 1. Speak in solutions, not just problems. Anybody can point out what's wrong. Leaders bring direction. Instead of, we've got an issue with this process, try, here's the issue, and here are the ways we could fix it. Even if your solution isn't perfect, it shows ownership. It tells people you're not here to complain. You're here to move things forward. 2, be clear and concise. A lot of people think talking more makes them sound smarter. It actually does quite the opposite. It makes you sound uncertain. Strong communicators get to the point, eliminate fluff, respect people's time. Instead of a 5-minute explanation, aim for, this is a situation, this is what I recommend, this is what I need. Clarity builds confidence. Rambling destroys it. 3, control your emotional tone. This is where most people lose credibility. Stress shows up in your voice. Frustration leaks into your words. Defensiveness changes your tone. Leaders don't eliminate emotion, they control how it's expressed. Even when things go wrong, your tone should say, I've got this handled. Because people don't just listen to what you say, they read how stable you are when you say it. 4, anticipate questions before they're asked. Now this is the power move. If you bring something to your boss or your team, think ahead. What are they going to ask? What might be unclear? What could go wrong? And answer the question before they have time to ask. Example, here's the plan, here's the timeline, and here's the potential risk we've already considered. Now you're not just communicating, you're leading the conversation. See how that works? And 5, speak with ownership. Watch how often people weaken their own words. I think, maybe we could, I'm not sure, but. Now compare that to, here's what I recommend. Here's the direction we should take. Here's what I'll handle. Ownership doesn't mean arrogance. It means accountability. And when people hear that, they trust you with more. So here's the deeper lesson. Communication is not just talking. It's positioning. Every time you speak at work, you're either reinforcing confidence in you or creating doubt. There's no neutral. So if you want to grow, lead, and be taken seriously, you don't wait for the title. You start sounding like the person who already has it. So if you take anything from this episode, let it be this. You don't rise to leadership when you're ready. You rise when people already see you that way. And it starts with how you communicate. So until next time, this has been Unshuck Yourself. We'll be seeing you.